This is the second nightclub tragedy this week, where too many people were trying to leave through a single exit. In last night's fire, there were multiple unlocked exits, but fire marshals have said too many people tried to leave through the same door they entered. Casey Grant is Assistant Chief Engineer with the National Fire Protection Association in Quincy, Massachusetts. We asked him to explain a few building code basics.
There must be at least two separate ways out of a building, and it has to have all the same requirements in terms of emergency lighting, proper exit width, proper functioning hardware, so on and so forth. Typically, you'll find that for a nightclub type of facility, you will have different requirements, and it will be more stringent on many items than other places, such as an office building or something that's more dormant in nature.
Last night's fire took place in a building that was not required to have sprinklers. Why wouldn't sprinklers be required in a public building?
We would love to see sprinklers in every building because sprinklers have a tremendous track record. Clearly, sprinklers would have made a difference, not only here, but in any fire. And, when the day comes when we can have them installed, that will be a good thing.
With each tragedy such as this, fire safety standards evolve. Many of the standards in place today grew out of the 1942 fire at the Coconut Grove nightclub, which I understand is just a few miles away from where you're located. In that case, 492 lives were lost. Could you briefly describe what happened in that fire and how it in some ways contributed to modern fire safety standards?
Yes, the Coconut Grove fire, the occupancy of that building was somewhere about 1,000 people in quite a small building. And of all the exits out of that building, every one of them had something functionally wrong, whether they opened inward or did not operate properly or were locked or revolving door and so forth. And once that fire occurred, it traveled with amazing speed that still to this day is somewhat of a mystery in terms of how and why that fire spread the way it did. We can go back and look at it as a truly significant milestone event because of the advances that we've made.
And if you could tell us some of the specific advances or specific fire safety code or fire safety standards that grew out of that fire.
Well, revolving doors, always having swinging doors next to them. There's many other requirements in terms of how wide exits need to be, the panic hardware, and that it needs to be functioning properly and swinging outward, which the Coconut Grove had one prime door that swung inwards. There needs to be emergency lighting that stays on all the time during a power loss. So those are some of the very clear things that the public can see as a result of the Coconut Grove fire.
Because you are located so close to the site where that fire took place, did last night's tragedy call that to mind for you?
It certainly did for me. I've studied the Coconut Grove fire in some detail in the past and written about it, and it was a great tragedy that still lingers very deep in the hearts of the people in the New England area. You know, these are the kind of disasters we clearly want to make sure never happen again.
If someone should find themselves in a situation like this, an emergency situation in a crowded venue, what should they do?
I'd want to tell everyone that before you enter any building, and especially if you're with other people, you want to know a meeting place that you will meet outside. But clearly, once you enter that building and facility, you want to look around, locate all the exits immediately, and you want to check that those exit paths to those exits are very clear and are not obstructed by furniture or whatever the case may be. If an event does occur, you want to react immediately. You don't want to waste any time or delay in getting out. And even with the Rhode Island fire, as many other fires, the people who left first certainly had the highest probability of getting out safely versus the people who did delay. And another very important point is that if there is an emergency and you do get out of the facility, you want to stay out. And there's been too many unfortunate situations of people going back into a building to try to find something or locate a friend who's already out. So clearly, once you're out, stay out.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Casey Grant is Assistant Chief Engineer with the National Fire Protection Association.